welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don. We are on the seventh issue of this Crisis on Infinite Earth story arc.
Seven issues.
Could do that five more times?
No.
Okay. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last six episodes and the pre-crisis.
The Monitoring the Monitor by Joey Janeiro.
Woo! So let's just hop into this one. The cover, iconic cover.
Yeah.
It's
Superman holding Supergirl.
Yep, dead Supergirl, which I know they have, I'm not going to say used this other places, but I know the X-Men has had it before.
Dude, they everybody uses everybody else's.
Well, yeah. No, they all pay homage to it.
Yeah.
Homage, however you say that word.
Just like the, there's one.
This is where it came from. This is the iconic cover.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Seems legit.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's been used numerous times.
Yeah. Well, that's just like the Spider-Man one where he's, you know, like sitting there like this. They've got a Spawn cover of it.
Oh, yeah.
They've got
Well, and that one keeps popping up more. Like, I've seen a ton of those.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway.
Because that one, again, another iconic one.
Exactly. They do it a lot, and it's, you know. It's
great.
Yeah, it is. Especially, like, if you see them, like, side by side by side by side.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen that.
Uh-huh.
There's one of the comic book pages I follow on Facebook. There's people who seek that shit out and they'll post about it. I'm like, that's still pretty cool. So we start out on this book. We've got Alex and Harbinger. Well, Lila, because she does have any powers.
Yeah.
They're sitting on this, what's left of like this rock in space. How they can talk and survive, who knows? Whatever. They're both extra dimensional beings.
Yes.
Pryor shows up and basically just kind of whisks them away.
I like how he shows up with his hood up, like he's all foreboding and stuff. He pops on the hood and he's still his little goth self, and then, you know, he disappears.
So we've got the Marvel family going after Dr. Savannah, and
is this supposed to be like the same bad guy from the movie?
I mean, this is the legit one, but yes.
Okay, so like the bald dude that okay,
the movie was different.
Yeah, well, obviously. Of course. Yeah, always. But like, this just threw me off because like the name sounded familiar, and I'm like, maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right. As Shazam is getting ready to basically pounce on Savannah and I guess Ibek, I don't know who the hell that guy is. They get zapped away into the Brainiac ship as well. So by this point, they've captured Luther, Black Manta, Ocean Master.
He's been collecting a bunch of supervillains.
He's getting the villains. So nothing good's going to come from that, correct? Correct. Everybody is now back to their normal selves because they're not being controlled by Psycho Pirate anymore. So Lila and Pariah and Alex Luther are going around to collect all the people. Yep. And they get representatives from the six universes that are left.
I do have to say, though, I love this picture right here where Alex is collecting the Supermen.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's in color other than the background are the S's on their
chest.
Yeah,
it's a really cool image. They're like in shadow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So we've got the five remaining universes, the ones that are still around. And we have Lady Cork from Earth, whatever. They still never ever actually say.
No, they don't. Six. Earth six.
Was it six?
Sure.
Whatever.
hold on a second. Mate,
no, we don't care that much.
According to my notes.
Yeah, we don't care that much.
I didn't write it down.
But yeah, so we've got Lady Cork, Superman of Earth 1.
Earth 6. I was right. It's Earth 6.
Nice.
Yeah. I really did write it down on my notes.
Uncle Sam, Captain Marvel, Superman of Earth 2, and Blue Beetle.
Can we cut the who's who out? Because like they're literally going through and introducing everybody.
Yeah,
like
they all know each other. And so they are telling the origin of everything. So what we get here is that we go back to eons ago, and we are introduced to Krona. He is
an asshat.
Oh, he is a... You have no idea. For anybody who knows what I'm talking about, you'll know when I let you borrow those stories.
Gotcha.
Krona is a giant D-bag. But he is a scientist that he thinks he knows better. He's a
super genius, and he needs to know everything. And yep. he wants to know how the beginning of the world started, or the beginning of the universe started.
And so, even all the other Owens, these guys are immortal.
Yeah, okay? And they are quote, like, unquote, super immortal. Scientific. They are super educated. They mm-hmm. are super advanced.
Yep. So, they but are telling Krona, like, no, with this, you shouldn't do this. There's a myth saying if you do that, all of the world will end.
Yeah. And the guy's like, oh, like, I believe in that shit. I'm a scientist. Mm-hmm.
So, he opens up this portal and looks at the beginning of time, or beginning of the universe. And what he sees is this hand holding what looks to be, like,
all the universe.
The middle of the universe.
Yeah.
But it's this giant hand there. And what ends up happening is that Oa kind of blows up. Well, Oa doesn't blow up. It just, yeah.
Like, it splits into two different separate universes. Yep. Everything splits.
So, and this what forms
and,
the...
And this is, well, the multiverse that was splits into a separate multiverse that is a...
No, there wasn't a multiverse. This was still a singular universe.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Because, see, I thought that this was still the multiverse that we know of. And when he looked back in the past to see how it started, it split into a positive matter and antimatter universe.
Because
that's how we got Oa and Quard.
Hmm. I thought it was one universe and then it splintered off into two or into the multiverse. You could be right though.
Okay, because see, I thought there because Oa was part of the multiverse already.
No, Oa is outside of it.
I mean, that's right, outside of it. But
which there's... I question that because how is that the one? Well, this actually makes sense. Why that's the one planet outside of the multiverse?
Yeah,
it's in the main Earth 1 universe, but that's it. It's not in Earth 2 or Earth 3 or X or so on and so forth.
But it made Quard, which was the anti-side of Oa. Yeah.
Yes. They end up punishing Krona for this by, let's see. Krona was sent spaceward and seen twice again. That does say twice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mine said twice also.
Cool. Because, from my understanding, he's gone. He's dead. They got rid of him. Like, they don't see him again, from my understanding.
Maybe they've been saving that last show up for him for something special, and they just haven't gotten around to it yet.
So,
in
people who know the storyline I will refer to, that was something that came about within, like, the last, 5 years of them making that storyline. I don't think they were going to do that until they're like, well, we're running out of shit. Let's go dive into the backlog and see what we can pull. He does return. I'm not going to lie. He does return in like 2005 or 6 or something.
Damn.
So
anyway,
it's a whole thing. So what ends up happening though is that the Owens, the few remaining that are left, they're like, "Well, we need to monitor the Earth, the universe."
So they made these machines.
Yep. The Manhunters.
Yeah.
But then they abandoned those and got actual beings.
Yeah, they wanted then which was the Green Lantern Corps.
Yep. There's a reason why they abandoned the Manhunters. I'll tell you off, Mike.
All right, cool.
but there was also a splinter group that was like, no, we can't. We need our emotions. We can't just leave it to these people, these beings, this core, to take care of everything. We're going to do it ourselves. And they formed the, what was it? The Controllers.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, again, a lot of this is going to be Green Lantern lore that I believe we will touch on
eventually
when we get to Green Lantern.
But anyways, the important thing is, Oa and Quard had these moons that were off of them, and
what ends up happening is that from those moons, the Anti-Monitor and the Monitor were formed, and they, I like that the. One thing I love about the Anti-Monitor is he makes this world, then makes these beings, this army.
The Thunderers.
Yeah, of Quard. And they're supposed to be his... He makes these guys.
Yeah, okay? And they are the equivalent of the Green Lantern Corps.
Supposed to be. But then he finds the most evil of those and then makes them into his shadow being demons.
Yeah.
Now, what I find funny is he made these guys out of nothing. How did they get more evil?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Nitpicking, but whatever.
But yeah, just, no, and that was a good point. And plus, like, they changed from looking like these hawk looking dudes with shields and lightning to
looking
his shadows.
Like him, kinda. Yeah. Or even like the monitor.
Yeah.
And it was eons, like millions of years even after that, where both the monitor and the anti-monitor realized they have another.
Yeah.
That there's another person like them out there. So they ultimately attack each other, and they're, what do they say, their battle
the blast
lasted a million years.
Yeah, but the blast they made hitting each other was so spectacular that it blasted them both into unconsciousness.
Yep, for eons. Another, I keep saying eons, but that's what it is. Then Pariah.
9 billion years.
There we go. That's when Pariah steps in. It's like, all right, my story. And he, similar to...
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Oh,
there you go. Copyright. Similar to Krona, he was a brilliant scientist on his Earth, and he also wanted to see how the universe was made. And this Earth is unlike any other. There's no superheroes, and yet somehow he knew legends of Superman and Batman.
Yeah, that was what threw me off right there, was because when we went back to this, it was like supposed to be, you know, billions of years before any of our Earths, you know, had known about any of this stuff.
Was it billions of years?
Yeah, because it says that the anti-monitor takes millions of years to destroy all the... When he's going through the beginning of it, he's like, I've watched the deaths of... I've been lifetimes
thousands upon thousands, yeah.
Yeah, lifetimes of watching the deaths of all these universes.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said,
there's inconsistencies.
There's some inconsistencies. It's
But basically...
The first time reading through, you can forgive that.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is like my third or fourth time reading it. And it's been a bit, so I was a little more picky.
But anyways, the Pariah, well, in his original, whatever his name was, I don't even remember anymore.
They don't say,
No, I don't think they do. But he makes this small box of antimatter so he can observe the beginning of the universe.
Yep.
And when he does this, he has upset the balance between...
When he steps into the box.
Yeah.
So positive matter walking into
negative.
This box of antimatter... He does see the beginning of the universe. He also sees that hand. But because he did that, that's what destroyed everything.
Well, that's what it says here anyways.
And that's what he thought.
He thinks that he is the one that overbalanced, or he overturned the power to where...
Well, he woke the anti-monitor up.
Yeah, because he said that what happened was he gave him, by making that block of antimatter in the positive world...
Well, it wasn't making the block, it was him stepping into it.
Well, that's because it gave power to him.
Yeah.
And it overbalanced the power in anti-monitor side.
So the anti-monitor woke up, and then the monitor woke up, saw what was going on, saw Pariah, and saved him, quote-unquote saved him, and basically just is sending him to every dying universe.
I'd like to throw this out, though.
Go ahead.
The anti-monitor shows up in full regalia.
Yeah.
The monitor's in the buff.
Naked.
So he actually copied his costume off the anti-monitor.
There we go. Let's go with that.
But his is actually kind of cooler.
A lot better. So what we have here is then we have Lila saying, you know, what I said a few episodes back, how the monitor found her while he was monitoring life on all of these planets, saved her, and basically...
Raised her as his daughter.
Yeah. And so now we also have Lady Cork, who is... super pissed off at Pariah, wants to kill him because he brought the anti-monitor back to life and started this domino effect of killing these universes, which inevitably killed her husband and daughter.
And her whole world.
Yeah.
And then we've got Uncle Sam, which I assume this is the only reason why he was here. Gives a speech about, you know...
I mean, he was there to be the ear for Planet X, Earth X.
Yeah.
So,
But anyway,
we then have more heroes on the rock now. Like everybody's gone back to the Earth,
seen what's
talk
going
to
on,
talk to
back.
What's going on. Yeah. Bring more people back. So they are going to go after the anti-monitor
in his own dimension.
Yep. And Alex is that bridge.
Yeah, he's like, hey guys, check this out.
Look what I can do. Or look what I can do. So he...
And he's like, look, I can open it up, but...
Pariah's going to be the compass.
Yeah.
So they all... And Everybody they picked, dude, is everybody when, that can fly.
Just yeah, I love when Priya throws his hood up. All you can see is his eyes.
It's creepy. Oh. So yeah, so they go into the through Alex into the antimatter universe to Korg.
Literally through Alex.
These next couple of pages are just literally them going
through it, like looking for.
They get attacked by the castle.
Superman, this is supposed to be Quorum, right?
This is Quorum.
Quorum.
Yeah. Superman gets hit by one of the rocks and starts to bleed.
He's Superman.
Like, oh shit! Like I'm not invulnerable here, which is a very important distinction.
Yes.
So he's like, he knows that this is bad because they're in the antimatter universe. You know, and the antimatter is looking on, directing everything. Blah blah blah. Pariah is supposed to lead everybody, especially Superman, our Superman,
yeah,
to the antimatter, to the antimatter.
Mm-hmm.
On their way, Dr. Light finds this solar collector, and Superman's like, "All right, well, I guess we gotta destroy this." But before he could, antimatter shows up and starts attacking.
He attacks him from behind.
Yep.
Supergirl hears Kal-El crying out.
Yep.
And she's like, he needs my help. And she just fucking barrels through this whole entire place to get to him. The anti-monitor's beating the crap out of Superman.
Yes.
Our Superman.
Yep.
And Dr. Light tries to stop him, but...
doesn't really do much good.
Yeah, she just temporarily pauses his attack on Superman.
Yeah.
And this whole time, you know, everybody's fighting against the thing. And
the castle, because it's all coming.
Yeah, because this whole world that he's on is basically controlled by the monitor.
Yep. I do like this. Is what we have is Supergirl come flying in and just relentlessly just starts pummeling him.
Fuck out of the monitor, anti-monitor.
Yep.
And he, you know, knocks her back, and then he's like, you know, he is hell bent on killing Superman.
Yeah.
Hell bent on it. And she's like, yeah, it's not going to fucking happen. And like, dude, like she hardcore superheroes it right here.
Like she destroys his suit.
She beats the bloody fuck out of him. Mm-hmm. And she ends up using her body to partially shield Superman. And then she tells Dr. Light, she's like, you need to get Superman out of here. She's like, I've got one last thing I got to do. And she's like, get him out now, you know? And she fucking just like, she is beating the bloody fuck out of
the
monitor.
She barrel rushes him into the solar collector and destroys it. And she is pummeling him, hitting him. Dr. Light is looking on.
The whole time she like the monitor's killing her with his
antimatter.
Yeah. But she doesn't care. She's like, you know, I've got to do this. I got to buy everybody time.
Yep.
And
what ends up happening is Dr. Light yells,
get out. You have to, you know, we have to help her.
Yeah, I have to. I'm going to come help you. Supergirl looks back, says, no, you have to go right now.
In that moment of hesitation, the monitor kills her.
Yep. Blasts her and Kara dies.
And he escapes in this little like rock spaceship thing.
Yeah, he's to the point where his body is almost destroyed. And so he gets away. And yes, we have Supergirl dead.
Well, she dies finding out that Superman. She's like, Kal-El, you're safe. I'm so happy, you know. Yeah.
This is a very peculiar thing to me. When I started reading comics, didn't know anything about this. I knew of that this was an important story, but my introduction to comics was Death of Superman, which was a giant like storyline, mm-hmm. like huge. This is bigger.
Yeah.
Like, this had a bigger impact. Because this is a main character that died.
Yep.
And, like, it shocked everybody. I mean, if you looked at the front cover, it wouldn't shock you. But, yeah.
Exactly.
So, we've got Superman.
And he's like, I'm going to go fuck this shit up.
Yeah, and then
give a fuck. And then old Superman's whoa, buddy, we don't do the vengeance thing.
We go back to Earth. I mean, it's felt on all five Earths, but there's a memorial for Supergirl. We have everybody, you know, saying their goodbyes.
Well, Batgirl does the whole eulogy. Talks about how Kara was the, you know, the superhero. Like, she was the epitome of superhero.
And this is also coming, if you remember in the last issue, she was on the roof of Gotham as Supergirl is flying to save somebody, and she's lamenting in her own pity.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, I can never be the hero that she is.
And now she's gonna have to try and live up to this.
Now, right here at the end, when Superman is saying his farewells,
yep.
Does he fly her into the sun?
So, does yours have a continue in? Okay.
No.
What? This is part of the companion pieces.
Gotcha.
In, what was it? DC Comics Presents 87 and Superman 414, I believe. I could be wrong. I can't remember the actual numbering. It's a two-part story of Superman basically taking Supergirl's body back to Krypton.
How does that
work? Or maybe Argo City. He takes it back to her parents.
Oh.
Which, okay. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm thinking is Earth 2 storyline. That being said, he gets taken. He somehow ends up on Earth Prime. So maybe.
Which is where Superboy is at?
Yes, and we'll get to that here in, I think, the next issue actually. So. No, actually, 2 issues from now.
Yeah.
And he does deliver the body to them. I only know this because I read up a little bit on that. I didn't read up too much. Like I said, I was trying to stay away from the companion pieces as much as possible because I'm not going to dilute everything for me. It would make everything better. But that was a shit ton of stories. Yeah. That's 3 companion book, like omnibuses.
Yeah.
Full of like 20 stories a piece. I did not have time.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
So, yeah, he does fly her off Earth to give her a burial.
Gotcha.
The implication here, if you hadn't read any companion pieces, is that he's flying her into the sun so that she can be laid to rest. And who knows? Maybe even get powered up again. I don't know. That's not how it is. But, yeah, he is saying her goodbyes. So, or he's saying his goodbyes to her. And, yeah, that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.